God speaks to Elijah from 1 Kings and from John. When Elijah fears for his life, he flees to Mount Horeb, God's mountain, trying to escape what he believes will be his certain death. He hides in a cave and waits for God to rescue him from the death threats of Ahab and Jezebel. While Elijah waits in hiding, the word of the Lord came to him, asking, "Why are you here?" Elijah is waiting to hear from the Lord to take him home to the place God is. Elijah has given up because he's forgotten the power of God. God was with Elijah when Elijah killed all the false prophets of Baal. God gave Elijah the power to stand against hundreds of false prophets who tried to kill Elijah. Now, alone in the cave, the word of the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." According to 1 Kings, now there was a great wind, so great that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" End quote. What are you doing here? The Lord our God may be asking us the same question. What are we doing here? We may feel alone in this place, and may be waiting for the Lord to rescue us from the threat of the evil one. The word of the Lord has come to us and has given us instructions. The word of the Lord, according to the Gospel of John, who was with the Father in the beginning, chapter 1, "And the word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." The word of the Lord came to save us and to instruct us. Jesus, the Word, comes to us today in the sheer silence of our lives to send us to all people, loving our neighbors the way Jesus first loved us. The Holy Spirit teaches us and sends us as disciples of Jesus because he first lived as a man and was troubled at the death of the cross. Jesus, too, asks the Lord to save him for the fear of death. From John 12, Jesus says, "Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." It is the same for us. We are here to glorify the name of the Father. It is for the Father we go to our neighbor and share the good news that Jesus Christ has come to save us from the evil that threatens us. Jesus is the open gate to God's salvation for all nations. Amen. Let us pray. Powerful God, although you can make your presence known in a mighty wind or an earthquake or a fire, you often speak to us in the sound of sheer silence. Help us to hear that you, Father, have opened the gate of salvation in Jesus Christ, so we too can bring the good news to all people. Amen.